The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like, I'm going to show your girlfriend a good time. Like,
Poot Lovato.
Oh.
Delete it, fat.
No more birth control.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm going to sponsor him.
Yes.
What if I held the mic like down
oh,
here
Jesus
and I talked
Christ.
To it like
oh, my
that.
God.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
And this
Nasty.
Is Talk Nasty to me.
Oh! Sorry, my ass did not get fatter since the last time that we did this, so it's just like...
Oh, it's still... When... We did do this once before.
On the Patreon.
On our Patreon. Patreon.com/talknasty.
Am I giving Billie Eilish from the Chihiro music video?
If you were like running around more and like... Oh my god, is Nat Wolf here?
Yeah, Nat Wolf
is
like chasing after me.
Wait, was it Nat or was it the other one?
Oh fuck, I don't...
Were you a Naked Brothers band girl?
I was a little bit... I was really jealous of Rosalia. I was like, fuck that bitch. She's a slut.
And she got a song written about her.
I know. That's like the epitome. Like, we are taught from a young age for women to pit other women against each other, because why was I literally slut shaming someone when I was like 7 years
a
old?
Fake character,
like,
too.
Literally like a 12-year-old girl. Like, I was so fucked up for that. But also, I had a really big crush on one of them, like, I think the older brother, because
Nat, yeah.
He looked like Julian Casablancas.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. God, I completely and see that. I actually thought that you were going to say that, too.
I think Billie Eilish might see that, because you know how she became friends with them after last year's, I think, Oscars or Grammys?
Was it?
Yeah. She became really good friends with them.
Vaguely.
And just for anybody who doesn't know, Billie Eilish liked my tweet one time. No, my TikTok, because I was like...
And I bought you a bottle of wine,
yeah,
and we celebrated.
Yeah, no, literally. It was because it was the meme where it was like the sound of SpongeBob being like, Mr. Krabs, oh! And like,
I love that sound.
It was basically just me. They deleted the sound, but we can insert the video of like me basically being excited about showing Casablancas.
To say that all the time. That was one of my vocal stims at a very young age.
Mr. Krabs, I have an idea.
Which is what that from.
And yeah, she liked that TikTok, and that was a very big deal for me.
But I remember.
Now that I know that she has a crush on Julian Casablancas, I know damn well that she thinks about what's his face like that. Nat Wolf or Alex,
absolutely.
Whichever one it is.
Absolutely.
I feel really bad. They're performing at my Billy
Alex
show.
Wolf is the other one. The younger one is Alex.
You think so?
I know so.
Oh, okay.
I was a naked boy.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that's what they call their fans?
They're opening
for
Billie Eilish on tour.
Naked Brothers Band?
Yeah, they're for my show.
Are they going to do Crazy Car?
No,
I love that song.
I never thought that I would have to like brush up on my Naked Brothers Band, because now I need to know. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'll figure it out later.
Can we get the production to quiet on set?
We have like a little table, like as if like we would have Crafty over there. No, truly, I'll take a photo of it so that we can put it in.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Nice.
No, I need to brush up on, if it's not love, then what is? That's crazy.
If it's not friendship, then what? If it's not music, then what?
How do you remember though?
Because I like the Naked Brothers Band. Crazy Car? Crazy Car.
I like them as much as like everyone else did, but I was more of a...
They were like my, what was that? One Direction.
But do you think I'm giving Billie Eilish right now in the Chihiro music video?
Yeah, do you think I'm giving Nat Wolf?
Is that... Oh, are you talking Hereditary?
Wait, was that Alex? I think that was Alex.
The younger one.
Yes.
I've never watched Hereditary, but because it scares me so bad, but I have seen on TikTok the scene where the mom bangs her head on the ceiling over and over again, and I have referenced it a lot recently, like where she just keeps banging her head like...
In Hereditary? I don't remember that part.
Yeah, she's like banging her head on the ceiling, and...
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Well, I do, and I didn't even watch it, so...
Do you remember the... Don't you swear at me, you little shits.
Yeah.
I am your mother.
That's crazy that we've quoted that in the podcast. That was
No,
like,
that was in Colleen Hoover read-through
video.
I'm
sorry.
I know, it's like they all blur together.
Yeah, this is so nostalgic.
I know. Yeah. I just watched Midsommar.
For the first time.
Like, I watched the first half of that movie before, and then I don't think, like, I don't know why I didn't continue. Maybe like, the person I was watching it with, like, didn't want to or whatever.
But was it me?
No.
Oh.
But I watched it this time, like, all the way through, and I'm, like, gonna be so honest. Like, the last half of that movie, like, is basically the Barbie movie.
Kind of is, yeah.
Like, just, that's my hot take. It's so girlhood coded.
It's a little bit more gruesome than Barbie.
You think?
No, I feel like there was, like, at least 3 deaths in Barbie.
Like, yeah, we just didn't see them, like, they were, like, off screen. Implied deaths in Barbie.
No, I,
Like, what happened to all the girls who were the brats?
I will never forgive my boyfriend for coming over to see that movie. My parents were out of town for the night, and he came over.
Oh, you gave him that, you sent him that text, like, hey, come over, my parents aren't home.
No, literally.
My parent isn't home.
No, literally. And I was like, come over, let's watch something super fun and sexy, and then we put on Midsommar. And then
my Stashka?
What?
Stashka? Is that like grandmother?
Or Babcha?
Babcha, and what's the Stashek?
That's her boyfriend's name.
Oh, that's his actual name? Oh,
you I thought that was grandpa
in Polish.
No, my grandpa's dead.
You're my parents aren't home is like, oh, my Babchka and my Stashek.
And my Adam are home.
And my
right
Adam
now
are home right now. I'm sorry.
No, Stashek is her boyfriend's
name. I'm sorry,
name.
I thought that was his. Like, that was Polish for grandfather. No. Okay.
No.
Sorry.
That's very funny. That's very funny that you think Stanley means grandpa.
Exactly what
it's
is.
Stanley.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. But basically, Adam came over. We watched Midsommar. I was scared shitless, especially like from the cliff scene. That really, really messed me up. And then he's like, all right, bye. And left. Went back home for the night.
Well, there weren't any cliffs around. There was no danger.
I felt in danger. I felt fucking in danger.
The
that
way
the
you would be May Queen. Come
done
on, let's be honest.
No, I would
you
love
you can shake that
groove
thing
queen
for a while.
I think so, too. I think I would honestly be May Queen. And they would, like, make little art of me. And then they would make little flower crowns for me. I really do feel like I have the possession to... I'm no better than anyone. I say this before and I'll say it again. I'm no better than anyone. I'm not immune to joining a cult. And I'm not immune to becoming a leader of a cult, like the new, like, god of that cult. Like, nobody is immune, but especially not me. Because a little bit of compliments go a long way for me.
Yeah, I don't think you would be a follower of a cult. That doesn't track. You definitely would have to be, like, the leader. Like,
I would have to do something.
You originated.
Like, treasurer.
Oh yeah,
or
come
I could
on
do social media for
you
them.
Give treasurer.
Thank
oh my
you
god, treasurer or secretary. Like
thank
I feel
you
like you give.
I have no idea what treasurer even means.
It was like the person in charge of the money.
But
that makes no sense.
Somebody in like middle school, like we were part of some club, and I remember this popular boy, he was the treasurer of the group. I'm like, that's not even fucking real. There's no money. We're in middle school. Like, what are you talking about? You fucking liar.
It was all like for like the title.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, and I don't like that.
And then what? You're putting on your fucking college application. Oh, I was treasurer of choir.
No, he dead-ass did.
I was choir
did
treasurer.
He dead-ass did.
Choir
I didn't
treasurer
touch a single dollar of that.
That's fucked up.
I know.
You should have.
I'm going to contact his college and tell
he was embezzling
that he scammed. He was embezzling.
Wow.
There was somebody who did lie at a local college by me at Lehigh. He was a student that, like, he basically lied that his like father died, everybody in his family had died, and that he was an orphan and he really wanted to become an engineer. And then he went onto like a Reddit page.
Mm-hmm.
This was like recently, this was in like the last few months. He went onto Reddit and was like, I have lied about like all my entire life story so
really
that I could immigrate from India and get like a full ride scholarship here at Lehigh.
Wow.
And like I lied about my test scores, I lied about my grades, I lied about everything. And I like scammed the system. And then somebody on that Reddit page, it was like r/scammer. I don't know. Something that I would be on. And and somebody
the Reddit you're a mod.
Yeah.
On there.
Somebody like figured out by going on his profile, looking at
like
his other posts, who he was, contacted Lehigh, and then I'm pretty sure he got deported.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, he lied.
I don't care. If it worked, it worked. Like, let the kid
that's
study
true
in school.
That's
college
true
is a scam anyway. If you scam it, good for you.
That's
I would
true
too. I would too.
It's like,
it's fucked up.
Abusing your father back. It's like, right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Some may see it as unjust or like immoral, but it's like, just do the same thing back to them.
Yeah.
And it cancels each other out.
There's a movie on YouTube about that.
About assaulting your father?
Yeah. It's called like The Johnsons or something. And basically the son like his dad.
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
I never watched it, but I was told about it.
I don't have the desire to do that, but just know that I have been much more open about my anger towards my father recently. Huh. Like, I have been, like, online and being like, don't fucking contact me. And don't
You're subtweeting him?
Yeah, literally. I am subtweeting him. And it feels good, because what is he going to say? What's he going to do, huh?
I guess nothing.
No, exactly.
He doesn't know where you are.
Exactly.
That's good. Speaking of movies, this is a great segue. Was Claro last night like a movie?
Oh,
like,
my
was
God.
It a movie?
You know what's really fucked up? I was at the Claro concert yesterday. I was at Webster Night Hall, Webster Hall Night, whatever, Webster New York City Night 3. I said New York City Night 3. Not a single fucking person came up to me and was like, oh my God, are you Claro? Are you? Nobody
they
said
did
that
it?
To me. Nobody came up to me and was like, are you Claro?
And
nobody said that.
They should have been asking.
I like,
actually, I would have thrown a mutiny and I would have been like, that's not Claro up there. Claro's right over
that's
here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was an imposter on stage.
Yeah.
It was like when they replaced Hannah Montana on stage. Do you remember that was like a really big thing in like J14 magazine where somebody else was like a stand-in for Hannah Montana on stage?
No, but that's not surprising to me.
Okay.
I feel like more celebrities should do stuff like that.
I'm glad. Like, if Claro wants me to do that, I can gladly stand in for her.
Do you think you could, like,
yes!
really do, like, the whimsicalness? Okay, and how's your mouth trumpet? Okay, yeah, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I think I could really
I'm
do it.
I'm seeing it.
Put me in a white little dress.
Oh, that's who's in the thumbnail today, Claro.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
No, but
Claro specifically doing mouth trumpet.
I'll tell you something. It was actually really scary. I'm kind of glad that I didn't get mistaken for Claro, because what she did last night was so disgusting and so vile.
That's...
She brought a fan up on stage, and then...
Claro. Oh, did she kiss them?
No. She doesn't do that. Yeah. She, like, has been saying, like, oh, if you know how to do mouth trumpet noises and stuff, like, come on stage, like, practice your mouth trumpet. She did say that on Twitter, like, practice your trumpet. I'm going to bring you guys on stage. She brings a fan out on stage who, like, clearly is really excited, plays the trumpet and everything.
And then the trumpet. Okay.
She punches them square in the face.
Oh my God.
Kicks them.
Claro.
Down on the ground. Claro.
Claire.
Cottrell.
Cottrell did this.
And then spit in their face.
Wow.
And then the entire crowd was booing.
Are you sure it wasn't like to spit in their mouth? Like.
Now that you say that, that might be what was happening. That might be.
Did it look like they were like trying to catch it?
She had her heel on their neck.
Oh my God.
No, but like people were mad. People were booing. A lot of people were booing.
Wow.
Everyone was booing. And it was like really crazy. And then I posted on TikTok because like I'm an informant. Like
right, exactly,
I believe in journalism. I believe in journalistic integrity. I believe in, you know, real media and like
and like being on the scene and
exactly,
like reporting
exactly.
live. Absolutely.
And I believe in that. And nobody believed me. Nobody believed me. And they're like, oh, no, this
See, that's like classic, like being a woman
that's
in society. It's like nobody believes women.
People were like, oh, she's been doing this for a few nights. Like, she asked, like, for the crowd to boo her if she thinks that her and her band are sexy. I'm like, that's not what I was there. I saw it firsthand. I saw what she did to that poor person.
Well, I believe you, and I have no idea what, like, I've never been to a Claro concert, and I have, like, no stake in the matter, but she did that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that my friends always believe
me. Of course.
Regardless of what I say.
Yeah, you know what, though? It must be so hard to be her, because, like, people are constantly coming for her, like, at every end. You know Sabrina Carpenter released a whole album just to, like, block Claros?
I know, Juno. Juno.
Juno.
Yeah, that's not a fucking
Juno,
coincidence.
Juno. Hello.
Yeah, that's not a coincidence.
That was fucked
that
up.
That was real.
I really don't like that.
No.
See.
It's really disrespectful what everyone's been doing.
And on top of that, we need to stop, like, pitting women against each other, too.
I know.
But also, like, women need to stop, like, you know, being mean to each other.
Why are you telling women what to do?
Well, they need someone to, right?
Oh, my God. No, I'm telling you. It was the funniest conversation that I walked into. I decided to go on the balcony. If you know me, I'm not a balcony girl. I like to be up front, stage and center. Like, I want to be able to catch their spit in my mouth. Like, I want to be able to, like, be in the splash zone. Like, that's what I like to be. And Adam was like, no, let's go on the balcony. Like, we have this perfect view because I love short men. I love short men. Honestly, shout out to my short fucking kings, because there was these two short men in front of me, and you guys made the Claro concert so enjoyable because I could see perfectly.
Oh, good.
But also, fuck you, because why are you in front of me at a Claro concert?
Yeah,
why
would this isn't the demographic.
Why would
actually,
you...
Actually, maybe the demographic is short kings.
No,
I don't know.
They
like
should be giving up their seat to the women. That's fucked up.
Oh, they were sitting?
They were standing. But you should, like, let me be in front of you against the barricade. Like, but that's
then,
fucked up.
But then you're just, like, that tall, like, Monster on a Hill girl that
that's
blocked
fine.
Their whole
but
concert.
But why are you as a man at Claro? I did bring my boyfriend along.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
That was because I was supposed to go with the girl. But then she had to go stay with her boyfriend because our friend's lung collapsed.
Isn't
that crazy?
Isn't Adam going to go twice, too?
To Claro?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have Claro tickets for later, a few months from now. I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless somebody else is, like, super passionate. But, I mean, Adam really enjoyed himself. But it's just crazy. The things that, like, men will do to, like, prohibit me from hanging out with their girlfriends, like, they will get a collapsed lung.
That's tea. That's actually real.
For me to not hang out with their girlfriend. Oh, because I did tell her. I was like, Brad, be careful. Like, I'm going to show your girlfriend a good time. Like, we're going to go to Claro, and I'm going to take her out to dinner, and we're going to have fun.
And then you do that thing where you make a V with your fingers, and then, like, you put your mouth. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and he was so fearful of that he literally collapsed his lung so that he didn't have to come to my birthday weekend.
Yeah,
my birthday weekend getaway. He didn't have to go to play water polo. He didn't have to go let his girlfriend go to Claro with me.
Yeah.
But these men were in front of me, and I walked in on the funniest conversation. I walk up, and Adam's going to get a drink. And these, I wish he was there, because, like, you wouldn't believe the conversation. I mean, you can believe it, but, like, it was just, anyway. These guys were standing there, and the one little short guy is explaining to the other short guy. That's not me trying to be mean. They were just short. Like, that's just, like, what they were.
I feel like we need to reclaim the word short. Like, it doesn't have to be, like,
you're
a bad
word.
You're, like,
over 6 foot.
No. I'm just saying, like, it's like how fat isn't, like, a bad word.
I love short men. Like, when I was... When I almost said when I liked men. When I liked men, like how well, I
your liked, boyfriend's like short.
Yeah, 6 foot is really short. I liked a lot of short guys.
I like the really tall guys, like the guy who played the alien in Alien Romulus. Like, he's like, that's really like cute to me.
I think he's in pain.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's actually in pain.
Oh yeah.
The one short king says to the other short king. So a short king walks into a Claro concert.
Were they?
I don't think so.
Were they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. The other day, I hop into Jake's... I try to call Jake, and Jake doesn't answer the phone. He's like, I'm busy. I'm streaming.
I didn't say I'm busy. I said, hey, I'm streaming.
Whatever. Oh, my God. You are the
you
fucking...
You guys can find the bot,
so
actually. It's on
nitpicky.
My Twitch.
You are
at
so
Jake.
Fucking nitpicky and obsessed
like,
with semantics.
Like, I wasn't being dismissive. I was just being like, hey, babe, I'm at work.
And you were at work.
I was at work.
With your one person who was watching.
Yes.
You won't promote your Twitch.
Because
how is anybody supposed to know that you're on if
you know
don't promote
because it? It's supposed to be a secret. I'm gatekeeping myself. Isn't that okay? Like,
fine.
It's for very special.
Do whatever you want. One day I'm gonna raid you and then
raid?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you raid me
means.
Every weekend.
Ew.
Your boyfriend raids me every weekday.
That's disgusting. I go and make a Twitch intentionally so that I could go talk in your stream, because I was like, well, I have stuff to discuss with you. I was like,
oh yeah, we discuss business, so if you like want to go watch the VOD, like, it's on my Twitch.
And then I was like, do you want to go to the Claro concert? But in the thing, they blocked me because Jake was like, oh, do you want to go to the Claro concert with... He's responding to me verbally while I'm typing in chat like a fucking loser.
It's so fun.
And then,
you could be a mod. Do you want to be a mod?
No.
Surfing Amanda mod?
I'll consider it.
Okay.
No, fuck the mods. Because said in there, you were
it's
like,
it's an auto mod. It's just like a robot. It's like AI.
No, fuck
I don't
them.
Have mods.
They were like, oh, does anybody else want to go to the Claro concert? And I was like, none of my friends give a rat's ass about Claro. And then they blocked me. They flagged me because I said rat's ass. And then Jake told everyone it's because I said the F slur.
Yeah, it does pop up for me.
Right.
But not for everyone else.
So what did I say? I didn't say rat's ass. I said, yeah.
Well, what you really said was, you little...
I didn't...
Come with me to the fucking concert, you... Yeah, and it was...
I only wrote that once, and I, like, used asterisks.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Yeah.
Come on.
True, it could have been anything. It could have been fan.
For clarification, I did not say that. I don't say that word. I do not use that word. I think I need to, like, clarify that.
I was going to do something, but we have, like... Nicole and I have, like, jokes that we make that, like, to be quite frank with you, like... are problematic.
Like what?
We do a thing when, which like is meant to be like an actual, I'm just gonna say, signal for something that we do like in events as like a joke. Yeah, that. Yeah. No, it has to do with like, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say it. Let's say it. No,
because
it's funny.
I feel like you are going to have such a problem with that.
No, it's funny. And I stand by
us,
that.
Us having done like a whole video where we're like, yeah, DV is wrong.
DV
and, like,
is wrong. DV is wrong. But I feel like as somebody who has experienced abuse and watched domestic abuse my like growing up, I should be allowed to make a little joke every once in a while. Goddamn.
That's like literally that's my version of when people are like, me and my bestie after our first podcast episode, like, or getting canceled after our first podcast episode, and they're like getting taken to prison or whatever. That's like what would happen to us if this got out.
I'm putting it out there. And if you delete this out of the edit, I'm putting it back in. Listen, I was out to dinner with G and Caleb, and Caleb was like, oh yeah, you're not supposed to, I don't like calling them like wife beaters. And I was like, oh yeah, like people call them like wife pleasers now. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll still call them wife beaters. And he's like, why? And I'm like, if my father was a fucking wife beater, I should be allowed to use
to
the
say
word
that
wife beater.
Okay, sure. God yeah. Damn.
And then he's like, are you being serious? And I was like, don't ask questions. You don't want the truth to. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it. But Jake started this thing, and I
am, oh god,
you
I
did.
I'm
no,
cutting
you did.
This shit
no,
out.
You can't. It's
I'm
so good. No, it's oh, so man. Good. It's really not bad. I feel like it is a little bit. It's funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, we only do this in private. We don't do this publicly. It's like, not
we
like an actual
do it on
thing.
The podcast.
Basically, Jake started this thing when that video came out about like the symbol for asking for help for domestic abuse, mm-hmm. where you go. When I would yell at Jake in public or be mean to him or something along those lines, if we were with a group of friends, Jake would just go.
And it like permeated our friend group
too.
Like, unfortunately. Like,
so anytime that any one of us is like mean to each other.
We do it with discretion though. Like, trust.
We're not doing it out in public.
No.
And we don't take it fucking lightly.
Yeah, it's real. It's like, that's exactly how I feel.
You're a fucking liar if you and your friends don't make any type of jokes that would not be... It's about knowing time and place. Time and place. And you did it on my birthday. It's time and place. It's about
me
knowing...
doing this at your birthday.
Yeah. It's about knowing time and place of when you can make jokes like that.
I agree.
You're not out here...
Time and place.
...screaming the F-slur out in public.
Yeah, true. And I'm not, like, right in front of my salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of birthdays, so you just had your birthday.
I'm not done with Short Kings at Claro.
Oh, right.
No,
right.
It's crucial.
I forgot about this.
So these men are standing in front of me. It's two Short Kings. This is going to... I'm never going to tell the story. I'm just going to keep referring to them as two Short Kings throughout the episode. So the one Short King says to the other Short King, he's like, dude, that's like the whole thing. Like, that's literally what like the song Blouse is about. Like, Claro's song Blouse, it's literally about how she is talking to this man and how she wants him to listen to her. And the whole time, he's looking down her blouse. I was about to like lose it because it was like literally, it was like a TikTok skit. Like, about men explaining, like, what...
Oh, yeah, like, mansplaining.
Yeah,
yes.
What a woman's song is about. But it was just so goddamn funny. And he's like, no, dude, that's the whole thing. And then her new song, Sexy to Someone, is about her, like, reclaiming that. And, like, now she feels sexy. And, like, what makes her feel sexy after such a traumatic song, like, Blouse, that is so sad. I literally felt like... I was like, is nobody else hearing this? Like, this is the funniest fucking conversation I've ever experienced because it's so obvious, like, what...
Was that the song she was singing? When somebody called out in the
Mommy.
Audience, like, yeah, like,
yes.
You're so hot or
yes.
something. And then she got upset.
Yes. Mm. No, but I will say, Adam and I, the whole time, we went to her last tour for Slang. And the whole time during this concert, Adam and I just kept saying how much happier she seems during this tour and how
oh,
much
good.
In like a
like
better
this
headspace.
One?
This one.
Oh, okay.
She seems like she's having the
wasn't
time
Slang
of her
like
life.
A really depressing album.
I mean, it's not meant to be like depressing. I mean, it's about like domesticity and like being. Not tied down, but like basically about like settling down and being a wife and a mother and everything.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, there's some really happy songs on there or like upbeat songs, but the vibe on that tour was so bad. I mean, she had to like leave several shows because she had like panic attacks.
Really?
She canceled a lot of shows.
Wow, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, her and Lizzie McAlpine have like very similar like attitudes. I feel like they should work together more.
She just was really, really going through it. And then like the audience was not great. I mean, like they were like literally catcalling her at every single show. This show, it's like night and day. It seems like she like reclaimed her music. Like it's actually hers. And it's like people are not taking that from her. I think also the fact that she has gotten a lot more picky about which songs that she's gonna sing on
did she
tour.
Do like old ones did she do like she
did,
bags and...
she did bags she didn't do pretty girl she no. did forever they had a pretty girl cocktail
what's
the
other what's the really good sling one is that bags
she did amoeba she did amoeba no she played some older songs but like she I think that she's so extremely happy she's so confident on stage like yeah. she just kept like she Aww. Kept screaming at us spitting on us kicking us down like kept you
that's
know
good but I think it's a much more positive like I mean the album is like gorgeously like uplifting
you
I feel
you need to listen actually listen to it I'm not joking it's my favorite album of all time like you need to actually Jake was like oh I need to give it till fall it's fall come on
it's not
you're wearing
yet.
Your fucking hoodie that says pervert on it
Yeah, Nicole was like, why would you buy this if you wouldn't wear it anywhere?
We were trying to go to the bodega, and then he's like, oh, I can't wear this. So he takes off his hoodie. I'm like, why would you pay $60 for a hoodie if you can't?
You know what? I sleep in it a lot. And you know what? You know what other hoodie I have that I sleep in a lot that I don't wear in public? Hmm. Is my I am Knuff hoodie.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, it's just like, it's just like sometimes things are PJs for me.
Sorry I gave you something that like had like a short lifespan.
Why? I've never washed it. I've only...
That's...
It's
wait,
like,
what?
I've never washed it.
You
I've
sleep
only,
in it?
No, only like once or twice, like
oh, so
every
you don't sleep
few
in it.
Months. But I've had it for a year now.
You haven't washed something that you've had for over a year?
No, because it's hung up in my closet. Because I don't want to ruin it. I'm scared of ruining it.
Oh, I know that thing smells crazy.
Yeah, probably.
Especially if you sleep in it. Like, yeah. sleep sweat?
I think I've only, like, slept in it, though.
Especially
probably,
with
like,
your, like...
Maybe a dozen times.
Nighttime emissions and shit that you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, you know. Well, and I'm wearing them at it is pants, so...
I had a dream the other night that you laid on top of me and farted.
Ew. Last night?
Like, 2 nights ago.
Oh, okay. Like, Jesus.
But you were, like, only in your underwear, and, like, Adam was next to me, and I was like, why would you do that?
Did Adam laugh? In your dream?
I don't know. I don't
or did
know.
He defend
I
you?
I don't remember. But, like, I just, like, remember being like, why would you do that to me? I was just thinking about
I
that
would never fart
you know,
in front
nighttime
of
emissions and stuff.
I don't poot in front of people. Actually, I never do it. So, what's the point?
Poop?
Poot.
Poot?
Poot Lovato.
Oh.
Delete it, fat. So, wait. Tell us about your birthday.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm 25 now.
Happy birthday.
I'm 25. No, I had a really good birthday. We went to a sanctuary called Tamerlane Sanctuary
yes.
in Pennsylvania. No, it was in New Jersey. And it was...
I literally was so confused at what state we were in.
No, we were in New
the
Jersey.
The entire time.
We were
I was
in
like,
Jersey.
Where...
It was literally like state lines of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York.
Yeah.
But it was so nice. I just wanted to get away for the weekend with my friends. And then things got ruined because one of our friends' lungs collapsed. And so...
I know. That was so... And you know what? He didn't even clean the bathroom. here so it's kind of like annoying not be- like it's just you not, know we're like on a schedule and it would be really nice
to
if
clarify
he could-
like his lung collapsing didn't make a mess just that he missed his cleaning day
yeah like we have like cleaning shifts and it was his turn to do the bathroom
yeah
so
that's fucked up
it's really annoying actually
I would have a talk with him if you want
I think
me
I will actually.
If you want me to play as RA
yeah
and then
yeah. Could you
I
moderate?
Can like mediate that was one of the craziest things that Jake and I when we were RAs we would have to like sit down with all the roommates and we had this like roommate agreement form
yeah
and they basically used to have to say like what they're comfortable with and what they're not comfortable with and there was like a list of things one of the questions which I still cannot believe to this day that this is on there they need to fucking delete that it was are you comfortable with your roommate having sex in the room and then it like gives you options like when I am not there when I am there
never yeah
okay that's crazy to say like you cannot have sex in the room
oh no I mean never. Like that's like an option on there though
yeah it is an option yeah. on there but like the fact that I remember the boys like a lot of times being like I don't care I'm like you should give
you
a fuck
should.
You
yeah,
should care
that is so weird
you should care also is that not
what is
assault
this? It is.
It is.
Or at the very least, sexual harassment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had a roommate that happened to
that
her.
That happened to me.
But that's right.
My
that's
self, right. Or my freshman year of
I know
college.
A lot of people that's, like, happened to. But I can't tell you how many times people were like, no, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But I can mediate if you want
yeah,
me to.
Yeah, would you
like,
please?
Like,
because
hey, Brad,
it's
I think
really
you should stick
problem.
To, like, the schedule a little bit better. Like,
yeah, for sure. Like we did agree to all have it done by the 16th. And, like, you know, hospital schmoshpital, smoshpital.
Oh, smosh.
Like, smosh. get the hell out of there and clean up the toilet. Like,
Ian
and
from
you don't get in there.
Me.
like take the seat off, get like the little piss things around. Like, I need, like, get in there. Like, what are you doing at the hospital still? It's been long enough, I think.
Ian from Smosh messaged me and said that I should take a break before I get burnt out.
Ian Heacox?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Why is he telling you that?
Because he cares.
No, because he doesn't want to see you succeed. You need to keep going until you're burnt out.
Yeah, fuck you, Ian.
Fuck you, Ian. You know, push past the burnout.
He's like, yeah, it'd be best if you,
me
like...
Me having not edited a video in half a month, I'm like, no, push past the burnout. Keep creating.
I mean, I will get back to it. I needed a moment to go to the sanctuary and take a little bit of time out. Oh my God, like, genuinely, I'm not joking. The other day I came out of the shower and I was like, what is that bruise on my ass? And I think it's genuinely just from sitting. Like, I think my ass... No.
Just, have you done cycling ever?
No, and oh I'm not God. Going to.
Worst fucking feeling ever the next to. Day. It's like... Your whole taint is like bruised.
I feel like I would burn through all the muscle and fat through there so that the bone would just stick out, like kind of like when you have like bed sores, like when you just lay in place for a while. I think my bone would literally push through everything. I can't do that. I can't keep doing that. But I literally think I have bruises on my butt because it's just...
There was a little bug on me that whole time.
A little bony. He was my friend. Yeah. No, we went to Tamerlane Sanctuary, and it was so cute. It was recommended.
Really cute little animals.
To go there, and it's like basically they save all of these animals, and it's a whole farm, and they're basically their whole mission is just like those animals get to live on the farm and just literally exist and have a good life for the rest
and
of their life.
And die peacefully.
No, pretty much.
Yeah.
And like nothing else. Like they don't work. They don't have any jobs. Like they don't make milk. They don't have eggs.
That's literally kind of what happens between us two. Like here. Like what? Like with me living here. This is like my Tamerlane Sanctuary, and you're like the people who run it.
I'm running Tamerlane. I'm running your sanctuary.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, like he gets to like live and die. He doesn't work.
I make you edit a lot.
Can't. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Could you just start like just giving me money?
And it was so cute, and like we just saw like the cutest animals, and it was so nice to like touch a cow and like play with the goats, and there's so many, oh my God, there was gay ducks.
Yeah,
it's really important for me to like go to a sanctuary that had like representation of, you know, you. And so I intentionally called ahead of time, and I was like, can you lie and say that those ducks are gay?
They lie
for my friend.
No,
I'm so sorry to say.
No, yeah. I sponsored them for $180,000 a month.
Oh fuck.
Are you joking?
I would really like to sponsor one of the animals. I think that's a good idea to call. I doubt, like, my friends were saying, like, oh, yeah, just call and ask which animal is not sponsored. But I feel like every animal at this point has to be sponsored there.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know what? I'm discriminating. I'm going to call and ask which is the
meanest animal. They said that some of the animals are perverts, like
no,
some of the chickens.
You know the meanest one. There was a chicken there that I think they named Hannibal.
Oh, yeah, because he couldn't look at... Oh, yeah, he
and,
was, like,
he,
following
like, literally,
people.
Like, we walked around his pen, and he followed us. And it wasn't, like, a nice following. It was, like, a back the fuck off.
One of the goats tried to take Adam out, and he, like, shoved his horns into his balls. He was trying to sterilize him.
You can... No more birth control.
That's what
know?
I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm going to sponsor him.
Yes.
I'm going to sponsor that goat. Like, thank
you. That goat changed my life.
Good looks. Thank you so much.
Which one was? I don't remember what the name was, but they were like, we like went into the goat section of the thing, and they were like, oh my God, we have to get out. Like, guys, it was like the most intense, like, like everybody go. Like, mayday, we have a code 54. Like get him out of here.
This goat is on the loose.
Yeah, literally. And they're like, we didn't know he was in here. I'm like, what is going on? Are you guys, like, it's like the criminal goat.
No, it was honestly, it was so, so nice. And then out of nowhere, it was really hot out. And when it gets really hot, I do feel sometimes like I am like hallucinating and everything turns white. That's what happened once to me. I think I told this story, like I was at prom one year and everything turned white. Turns out I had a fever the whole time and like I was very ill. But I have that now when it gets really, really hot. I had that here last time, like when we, on the Patreon episode, it was just so hot. I started seeing white. I can't function when I get too overheated. I'm like a fucking iPhone, and I like
and
shut down.
And did you feel that there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did
get sunburned.
I did get a little sunburned.
I didn't feel like it was crazy hot there.
No, it wasn't. It's literally just Prozac. Like, I just overheat a little too easily. So, and it was a sunny day.
Yeah.
And
it was gorgeous out, though. It really was. It was nice to meet all the little animals. They seem very happy.
They do. They seem extremely happy. And they were so nice to hold. Like, the chickens and, oh my God,
the
pigs.
Yeah, you did hold the chicken.
I had to wash my bagu because there was, like, pig mud all over it.
Aww.
But it was worth it.
That's cute. There was a really, really, really big pig that we went into, like, a little like cabin fort, and yeah. he had like purple ears because they had just put medicine on him. Yeah. It was just really like, honestly, I think I went into it and I was like, well, like, you know, I can't wait to like pet all the animals or whatever. And then I left and I was like, each of those animals has like a story and like lore to be told.
I know.
And like, you know, they matter too.
I know. And the whole time they were like, so this is why you should go vegan. No,
yeah,
they,
that's true.
They were, I mean, everyone at it the sanctuary was though. Vegan. No, yeah. no. They were saying that, like, you know, they're just talking about the reality of like what happens to these animals and, you know, what.
Wow. Are you okay?
Sorry. Sometimes when an eyelash like inverts into your eye, it pokes you so hard that you like genuinely, it's like, it feels like, do you know what DMT is? It's like the.
Is that dry eye?
No.
Oh.
It's like, it's a, not a hormone, a chemical that gets released when you are, when you're born and when you're dying. And then some people like to take the drug and it like really like shoots you into like outer space and you see like crazy colors
oh.
and shit.
Oh, it's sometimes like acid. When it,
yeah, but like better.
Oh,
and
okay.
like sometimes when an eyelash, especially covered in mascara, pokes me right into my eye, it feels like I'm on DMT. I've never taken DMT, but I know that that's what it's like because I feel like I just like.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Died and was born all over again.
Did you know people who did stuff like that?
DMT?
Or do you know people now that do stuff like that?
I think we know some people who have done DMT.
Maybe have done, but I knew people in college who, like, loved acid.
Yeah, I tripsided my neighbors once at in college, and unwillingly. Like, I did not offer. They came over, and they're like, we're on acid. You're going to take care of us.
That's insane.
No,
I hate
it
that.
Was the fucking worst. And if any of those men ever reach out to me ever again, I am going to call 911. Like, they are the worst men ever. They were, like, notoriously, like, the biggest nuisances on our floor. But they came over, and what do you want him to do?
I want him to get away from me!
But I thought I was hallucinating, because at one point, the man who was giving the tour, he was like, any of you guys know the Dolan twins? And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
I know, and you're everything's white for you, and then now white. The Dolan twins are getting mentioned.
I'm in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey, like, literally in no civilization around, and then the Dolan twins are getting mentioned by, like, a 56-year-old man.
That's crazy.
And he was like, yeah, anyone know the Dolan twins? And it literally only our group knew who the Dolan twins
was. I know,
was.
I went, oh, yeah, the Dolan twins? Yeah, yeah. I know them. I don't, yeah,
and
sure.
He was like, yeah, they came in last year, and they sponsored two roosters. Like, they found them,
yeah.
and then donated them, or not donated, I don't know what the right word, surrendered them, and their names are Ethan and Dolan. Like,
and
the
it
chickens.
Just goes to show you that Ethan and Grayson.
Ethan and Dolan.
Ethan and Dolan. Dolan. Yeah. I love that guy. It just goes to show you, like, sometimes, like, influencers and celebrities, like, are doing things behind the scenes that they don't, like, talk about, you know?
Adam goes, do you think they have an Emma Chamberlain one here? Adam, who, like...
Wait, that's so funny.
And, like, first of all, how the fuck do you know who the Dolan twins are? Second of all, how do you know about Emma Chamberlain? He's like, you made a whole video about it. I was like, whoa, this is, like, actually fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were around the Ethan and Grayson chickens, and you guys weren't, so...
I don't even actually think. Do we see the? I didn't see the chickens.
I know, we were
they
their
were just
presence.
Like, oh yeah, they're here.
Yeah, they're here.
Almost like okay.
Ethan and Grayson are here.
Okay, where? What was your favorite animal that we saw?
I loved all the goats. I love the big hipped goats.
Yeah,
they're so
what's
sweet.
His name?
They're
Sheldon.
So soft. Yeah, he was. I like hugged him a little bit, and he like leaned into it.
Did he lick you?
I don't know. I don't think anyone licked me. A pig licked me, and that was really sweet. Pig licked me, and that was the sweetest thing in the world. I love the little baby pigs. What are they called? Not potbelly
teacup.
Pigs. Teacup. No, they weren't teacup pigs.
They weren't, but that's the potbelly ones then that you're talking about.
Aren't the potbelly ones the huge ones?
No, that's the Berkshire.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, yeah. So a little potbelly pig.
I was, like, asking that man questions. Like, I was, like, genuinely... I didn't think I was going to be, like... that interested in the lore of these animals, but I was like, oh, and like, how long do they normally like live for when they're not,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
like injected with all the hormones and like meant to only, they grow chickens in 47 days. Is that what they said? Yeah.
Something
and
like
I
that.
And I was like, oh, and how long are they supposed to live for? Like if they're not
10
like
years.
That. Yeah. That's what there's a lady on our tour.
And she has chickens.
And she has chickens and she owns like a hotel or something around.
Yeah. The Beanie Feldstein got married in.
Yeah. Beanie. Yes. I know. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
Like, we went on a tour
in the middle of nowhere,
like a farm in the middle of nowhere, and we heard about we saw the Dolan twins roosters, and we met a lady who owns the place that Beanie Feldstein got married at.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
It was very cool.
Yeah,
but it was just like overall a really good time, and I would love to have a sanctuary like that one day. Like that's like a huge dream of mine. Like I'd love to get out of the big city and like.
You got the boots for it.
I do. I would wear my little Steve Madden Moto boots to go.
Cute. They were so nice though. I went to the bathroom. We ate lunch in the car, and I went to the bathroom. I'll insert the video, but I come out of the bathroom, and the bathroom's like through like a dark,
literally
barn,
a pig pen.
Like it is like there's no lights in there or anything. It's just like lit by like the world outside.
I mean, they're only in a pen because they were like those animals were getting treated, like medically treated.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, like they like needed to be on like bed rest.
Anyway, I come out of the bathroom. I like turn the corner. I have never been so scared in my life. There was like the donkey. I forget what the donkey's name was.
Ooh, yeah.
It was really cute though. But it was just like standing like. Dead center in the hallway to like leave the bathroom.
Ominous.
Yeah, and I was like, hello?
Mommy, a girl behind you.
I was so scared, but I took like a little video. It was cute.
Aww.
Cute animals though. Really
no,
adorable.
They really were.
I do love that donkey. And the gay ducks, Pablo and. Oh, don't remember the other one.
I don't remember.
They should have just called them top and bottom.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Well.
When you had a boyfriend.
Oh, we should have asked that. Can you imagine? They're like, oh yeah, and that's Pablo's husband or whatever. And I was like, okay, so which one's like the top?
Honestly, imagine?
We should have.
You should have.
I should have. So, I was so taken aback because they very casually mentioned that they were married.
I know.
And I was like,
it's like they've been together for 5 years. And he's like, and the day that one of them dies is going to be the saddest day of my life.
We were in
God.
Like rural Jersey, like, and rural New York.
Oh, there was Trump signs everywhere.
There was Trump signs everywhere. I was like, it is so brave of them to have gay ducks here. Like, I'm sure they get people picketing outside all the time about the gay ducks.
The people who own the farm are from New York. So
I think they're cool people, normal
human beings and not fucking
we
Trumpies.
Should have asked, like, oh, so, like, how do you deal with, like, the homophobia?
Right. Is Kamala going to come here and speak to the ducks?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. There's an episode of Parks and Rec where two penguins got married, and then they found out later that the penguins were gay, and there was, like, a family group that was, like, no, not that the penguins were gay, that they were just, like, two men, and there was a family group, and they were, like, you have to, like,
divorce them. No.
And denounce homosexuality.
Oh, my
and Leslie Knope
God.
Was, like, I will not. And then she got, like, a drink at the gay bar in Pawnee named after
her. Wait, this is a show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Parks and Recreation.
I thought this was a real life.
No.
I was like, no, how could they do that? I thought it was very...
We should have been like, oh, so, like, do they, like...
Like, wow, people are fucking ridiculous.
Wait, what did I say? They were like, oh, they've been together for, like, 6 years or whatever. And I was like, oh, so they're, like, looking for a third.
You did say that.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me on Twitter to say in my Eric Cartman voice, they're performing transgender operations on illegal aliens in prisons.
Wow. And so, you know, like, you don't have to say yes. Like, you don't have to do everything everyone tells you.
No, but, like, I just, like, really like doing it for the people. And I will do anything, like, in my Eric Cartman impression. Ooh, cameo for Eric Cartman?
You should.
Ooh.
You should.
Oh my God.
I don't know why you don't have a cameo. You would do so well at it.
Probably because, like, I have a job.
You could be like,
I don't have time.
You could be the next Jason Nash.
I can't even. I haven't made a video for 2 weeks, and you're like, why don't you add something else onto your plate?
You're like, hey, girl, your friends wanted me to make this video. They want me to tell you that, you know, like, maybe you should shower.
I would love to make videos of people breaking up with their boyfriends. Like,
there's
in
a
my
guy
Eric Cartman
who
voice.
Does that.
Yeah?
He's like, it's like bad news with Eric or something.
I feel like I could do a really good job at that.
You think?
No.
I feel like, yeah. Like, I think you like to meddle, so why not?
I love to meddle.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I would like, say, like, little quips in there that they didn't even ask me to say. I'm like, oh my God, it's not your fault. Like, and believe me, like, I try to convince them not to do this. Like, I try to convince them to not give you the
You're, like, absolving yourself of any blame, even though there's no way. You don't even, like, know these people that you would have had
messenger.
Anything involved. That's, like, that's your, like, what is it? I don't know what it's called, but it's like when you blamed yourself for 9/11 for a really long time.
OCD.
It's like you need the, validation in these scenarios that you are not the reason that these two people are breaking up.
Clara was technically a business trip because I'm here today to go to...
That's so real.
After this podcast...
And you're talking about it.
After this podcast, I'm going to the NoCD offices to do an interview with NoCD. And,
this is what you're going to be wearing?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, you're just, like, we're, like, exposing, like, that this is happening on the same
day.
Okay,
maybe.
I'm just kidding.
And also, on top of that, I'll mention that they're like, one of the questions that they sent me that they're gonna ask is, like, how did you know from a young age that, like, you had OCD? And I'm gonna be like, in the city of New York, close to the World Trade Center, I'm gonna be like, I really did think that I did 9/11. Just so you guys know, I was alive. That's another thing. Good. Is that I am so grateful to have OCD because now I get these opportunities. Like, how fun. Like, now I get to go do interviews.
And you,
like,
can
that's
talk about
so
it.
Cool.
It's one
Honestly,
of your favorite things to talk about, I feel. Like,
wouldn't that be... I
to spread awareness.
So one of the things about OCD is that, like, you always try to convince yourself that you don't have it. Like, you're always like, I made this up.
That's what you should really go into today. Like what? I don't know why I was asked to be here.
It's like with a doctor. So honestly, like, maybe he could help me out. But No, I was telling Adam that, I mean, I've told my therapist many times, I was like, girl, I think I'm faking this. Like, I think I duped you into thinking that I had OCD. Like, I think I'm, like, a master con artist, and I conned you into thinking that I have OCD. And she's like, right, okay, so, and then yeah, she, like, right. moves on. But that, That is so fucking true. And honestly, like, before this interview, I was like, I am such a bitch. Like, I can't believe that somebody who doesn't even have OCD, me, is gonna go on a podcast about OCD. That's so fucked up, isn't it?
I know,
it?
You are scamming. It's
I know,
kind of
I can't
wrong.
Believe that I scammed something like that.
That's crazy.
But I did see, like, a TikTok last night. It was literally that. It was like, me. I am two steps ahead, convincing everybody, like, at the sound from Nick Accato Avocado, convincing everybody that I have OCD when I have actually just conned them.
I think more people need that type of mentality. Especially the people who do the Tourette's videos when it's obvious that they're faking it. Do you remember that lady?
What?
Ticks and Roses.
There was a few who that were like
I
making
think
light
more
of it.
Now too that do it. But like I think more people need to be like, maybe I don't have that.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just
I mean there's definitely people who are not faking.
Oh, absolutely.
Ticks, but there also was like a big influx of people who just saw it online and thought and have like come forth since then and being like, I don't actually have it.
I think it's their echolalia.
Jake loves to blame everything on echolalia.
I love echolalia. I'm like, oh, that it's because when I figured out that word existed, I weaponized it.
What if I held the mic like down here and
Jesus
I talked
Christ.
To it like
oh my
that?
God.
It's like that one character on The Middle. His name was Brick, and he would say things up like to people like this. And then he would talk to his penis, and he would
Ew.
Say it down there.
When are we dyeing your hair?
Why? It's because you just looked at the top of it, and it looks, like, really grown out?
I could do it for you today, if you want.
I don't think we have time to do that.
Why?
Because you have your interview, and then you have to go
home. The world is my oyster.
Oh, wow.
I can do
then
anything.
And you don't eat oysters.
You're right.
I never had an oyster. I hear they taste like booger.
I've never had an oyster.
But you know what? I used to eat my boogers. Like, all the time.
Ew, and Jake.
When I was in elementary school,
Jake,
someone caught me eating boogers.
One
of my elementary school bully, he was like, Jake fixes. And he went around the whole class and he told everybody that I picked my nose and I ate it.
Jake, you can keep things to yourself. Oh my God.
You know what somebody said to me? I made a TikTok where it was like, oh, updating my family like on my weekend in Brooklyn. And it's the sound of Julia Fox. And she's like, I walked them downstairs, and when I got back to the apartment, like, I scoured the carpet for cocaine residue. I rubbed cigarette ash, mistakenly rubbing cigarette ash on my tongue, or my gums, or whatever. And someone was like, your family or Ellen? Ellen DeGeneres. I'm like, you're, like, a little too wrapped up in my lore. Like, you
that
know,
is your mom.
You know too much.
That is your
that
mom.
That is my mother.
That's... Wait. Do you still...
Eat boogers?
Yeah.
No. I get my nutrition other ways. But I was voted most likely to pick my nose.
Were you really? That was a thing that was like for voting?
No, that was this weekend when we were playing a game. And it was like, who's most likely to pick their nose? I'm like, me.
That game's getting thrown away.
That game...
It's ruining friendships.
That game tears people apart. What? I used to eat my boogers? I'm not ashamed of that.
No, I'm not over it because I thought that was like a joke that people did. Like, oh, I eat my boogers. I eat my boogers.
No, I used to eat them. Like, sorry. as how old would I have been? Six in first grade. I stopped after because I literally stopped after that scenario where somebody caught me doing it. Oh, wait, no, he didn't catch me eating them.
Did we ever tell a story about what you did to the camera?
No, and we're not telling that story because you're like, oh, we don't have to share everything.
No, that should be
I'm
shared.
Not sharing that.
This, I'm going
to
put it back in.
I need to. Recap this story really, really fast. He didn't catch me eating my boogers. He caught me picking my nose. And he said, Jake picks his nose to everyone in the class. And this girl, oh, bless her heart, she...
And you were like, oh, well, Ariana, if people are going to say that it's happening, then I might as well just do it.
No. This girl came over to me, and she's like, oh, like, don't worry. And she points to another person in the class, blah, 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 picks his nose, and he eats them. And I said, oh, yeah, that's so weird, knowing full well I ate boogers. Like, I used to eat boogers.
How old were you?
I'm cutting that out.
No, you can't cut it out. That's so
that's
good.
Getting, no.
Wait, but it's fun.
No, I'm okay with boogers.
That was too far?
That's too far. Someone's going to sexualize that, and they're going to use it against me.
No, no one's going to sexualize that. You were a fucking child.
No one.
That's, what's sexual about that? That's disgusting. That's nasty.
Everyone will sexualize that.
No.
All the pedophiles who watch our podcast.
honestly, the second that I find out that a pedophile watches I'm ending it all. Genuinely, like,
you know what's fucked up? You can't prevent people from watching your videos. No, like, you can't block them on the internet.
That's why
that is so fucked up. Why isn't there like a block button on YouTube? Like, why can't I prevent someone from seeing that? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you
mean. And why doesn't that exist?
That's why I'm so grateful that my family stopped caring. They used to watch my videos in the beginning, but then my grandma said that I talk too much. And I found that really,
and
really
good.
And then my mom got too busy. And then she's like, you say the same stuff.
No, I was just like, oh my God, like, damn, the internet really is the internet, and like anybody can see this shit.
No, I'm turning the power button off on myself the second that I find out that a pedophile watches our content. Not that they would, because like, we don't look underage. Am I giving little human being? That's what children, minors, instead of being like, I'm a minor, they should be like, I'm a little human being.
Wow, I don't know if I'll ever, I don't want a pedophile to be watching. If you're a pedophile watching this, where are you going? Oh my God. Oh, you just wanted to kick the chair.
Yeah, it was my turn.
You're gonna have to repeat that on mic.
It was my turn.
Oh, okay. And did it feel good?
Yeah, it felt really nice, honestly.
Honestly, we put that chair through a lot. Like, it's missing a wheel.
I know.
We. Nicole spun around in it 1 million times.
For a million subscribers.
For a million subscriber party up here.
Rumor has it, I'm still spinning.
Yeah. Wait, I was going to say something. Oh, so I've literally gone to one class, but I've been taking a stand-up class because, like, I'm trying to be more like Curtis Connor. You know him?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more like him, like, because he like does stand up.
Are you gonna say something negative about Curtis Connor?
No.
Okay, good.
Wait, why?
You can't.
I'm just trying to be more like him.
Because we're mutuals on Instagram, so like,
oh, you
can't
are? So
say
he's
anything.
Gonna see this.
Yeah.
No, he won't.
Curtis Connor's a big fucking fan. I mean, he watched my whole video. He just didn't watch my outro on that one video, on the one Chronically Online Girl video. And
but
then,
you think he's watched the outro on all the other ones?
Yeah. After I called him out, yes. Yeah.
He's scared of you.
He should be scared of me.
Good. Anyway. But I went to the first class this past weekend, which I guess I have to go again.
Was it filled with Curtis Connor wannabes?
No. I was the only one there.
Are you joking?
I was the only... No. I was the only Curtis Connor wannabe there. The rest of the people were like people who seemed like very analytical to me. They seemed like it was like, you know... there were like two middle-aged women who like were kind of doing it to like improve on their like... Because they work in like advertising or something, and they want to like improve on like their presentation skills or something. I don't know. But there was a subsection of people, and they might listen to this podcast, like, because I did, because like
you
I'm not a stand up class.
You told
because they
them,
asked you.
You said in the. Why would you do that?
I didn't tell everyone the name of this.
This is supposed to be private.
I didn't tell everyone the name
so
of this.
So what'd you do? You said, my name's Jake Thatcher?
No, I said, my name's Jake. I go by he, him pronouns. And I have never done stand up, but I do like a podcast where like I feel like I do things that are similar to stand up, but it is more like improvisational humor. And so the reason that I'm here, like, because that was like the prompt. It was like, why are you here? And like, have you ever done stand up? And I was like, well, the reason I'm here is because it's like I want to be able to like actually write like a set rather than like feeling, because everything I say here, it's like very off the cuff and like whatever I'm thinking. I do write down like some funny things and like funny stories or whatever. Anyway, I told the story on this podcast, the second episode. Do you remember what the second episode was? It was...
I hope that you know that the second that the camera turns off, I don't remember what we talked about for the last hour. I have to, like, look
well,
back at my
notes.
Well, I
remember this because it's very, very scarring. It was my story of my circumcision.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it was two... But I found out about it, like, 23 years later. I know, it's hard. It's hard for me.
For context, Jake didn't know he was circumcised.
That's what... go watch the episode. You'll learn. But basically, my whole stand-up routine is, like, gonna be based off of that. Now...
Did you tell them that?
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, and I like want to really, really, really write about how I'm not circumcised, or how I am circumcised, and I didn't know. Shh. That's what I told them. No, okay. I said, no, but what I wanted to say, all of these people are writing down like notes for the class. I am sitting there, like this, the whole time, not writing a single thing down, but it's just very, very funny to for people to be like at a stand-up class, like while the instructor is like telling us about himself, like writing notes about him. Like they're like, he's been working in stand-up for 16 years.
As if they're gonna get quizzed on it.
Yes, I know. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, am I a bad student?
No.
It also reminded me like why I did so shit in school, because I have a really big problem listening.
Damn.
Because I was zoning out. I actually decided like probably 20 minutes into it that I was bored and that I was just gonna start writing stuff down.
Let's get you on some Adderall and get you sent to this class.
You know what Hannah Montana said very, very famously? No problem can't be solved with some Adderall.
I think I remember that.
Yeah,
I think I remember that line, yeah.
It was just cool that she was like very, she was progressive about,
she was open about that. She was open about like undiagnosed ADHD and self-medication.
Exactly. And that was her whole thing. I Got Nerve. It was like literally that song, or no, it's Nobody's Perfect. It's literally about like having ADHD.
Oh.
Is it still ADHD? Oh. Somebody told me that it's not ADD anymore. It's just ADHD.
It is. That's crazy. I think so. I think ADD might be a separate thing.
Everybody in the comments said that I had it though. Isn't that exciting?
Nobody's Perfect was like for people like me, like for, that was I think for the OCD community.
You think?
Yeah, like nobody's perfect, you're not pregnant.
Oh, I do remember that line. I like that one.
My
I always was confused with what it was about, but glad to have met you to know like the context.
My therapist
for you.
In ERP therapy, we did talk about how to try and like as an exposure, you're supposed to sing sometimes your fears or like your obsessions in like children's music, rhyming, whatever it's called, like yeah. Nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
So it's like
Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah, like what's another one?
Sally Soldier Seashell.
I am gonna kill my mom and then everyone is gonna hate me. I am gonna kill my dad and then I'm gonna go to jail.
I feel like it's a good concept for like a horror movie.
No, really. And I love that. She's like the whole concept of it is like you're supposed to realize how stupid you sound.
Like, yeah.
Like, the whole point of the therapy is so that you are exposed to it and then you realize like how silly you really sound by saying these things. So like, I think I am pregnant even though I haven't had sex in 9 months. I think I am pregnant even though
I'm on birth control.
I think I am pregnant even though I am an 11-year-old. Like it's supposed to snap you out.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she's good at what she does. Or they're good at what they do. I don't know.
It's not a secret that when I said that my therapist was pregnant.
Oh. wait, what I was going to say, this is back to the Clara thing. Isn't it so nice that she did multiple nights in New York and Philly because she knew that you were going to go to both of those shows? No, and like she wanted you to like be able to have like a little bit of anonymity. Like people couldn't like stalk you there and like find you because there's multiple shows. It's like, which one could Nicole be going to? So she literally put 5 in New York and 3 in Philly just
I know,
for you.
She's such a considerate one.
I know, that was
she's
really
so
sweet of her.
Me like with binoculars trying to look into the VIP section last night, I'm like, who the fuck is there? Who
did you see
you?
Anyone?
Not anyone I recognized, unfortunately.
Do you see Clara's like girlfriend?
I don't know if she has a girlfriend, to be honest.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know. And you know what? That's not her business.
I'm just wondering.
I love respecting artists' privacy.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right.
Oh my god.
Oh, I saw Evan Peters on the train.
That's right. Yeah, you don't love respecting people's privacy.
But I didn't like take a picture. I just looked at him like it was the same way of when I saw, was it Wyatt or Fletcher? Shears.
Fletcher.
When I saw Fletcher and I literally like looked at him and I go. So like, I don't know, maybe they could tell that I like knew who they were or whatever, but Evan Peters, I literally was like, I like know that person. And so I was looking at him for a second. He did look over at me, but like I like looked away or whatever. And then I turned to Adam and I'm like, bitch, prick, Evan Peters is on our fucking train right now.
That's
and he's
funny
like
that
he's
you,
like who? Who?
That's
who?
Funny that you said prick to him, but then you called me and said, bitch, I just saw Evan Peters.
I did. I called Nicole literally the second we stepped off that subway and I was like, Evan Peters, bitch, on our train, bitch.
And then since then you have been like, did I tell you that I saw Evan Peters?
You know what story I never finished was meeting, not meeting, but seeing Julian Baker, too. Like, I started
you,
that story.
You knocked
I literally
them
walked
down.
Out the, yeah.
You, oh, you pushed them over.
Did I say that?
I think something along those
lines. I think
lines.
I did. Yeah, I did flick them and
whatever.
This isn't me trying to be rude or disrespectful and that I can't do continuity like Mr. Beast style, like how he gets pissed off that, like, oh, if we change positions or if we change our outfits and stuff, like me, like, constantly changing my position.
No, I'm a hard cut right to, like, this.
My morning bowels are just working.
It's like watching a lip sync on RuPaul's Drag Race when, like, they're on the floor and then suddenly they're standing up, like, it, like, one frame later.
I'm like, just making myself comfortable. There's just not a lot of places to sit. So you saw Julian Baker. You know who I want to see in real life and who I, like, run in on the street?
Lucy Dacus.
Mudang.
Who?
Mudang.
Mudang? Mudang, my balls? Oh, I thought this was like a Candace situation.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I thought this was a Candace situation or like a or an Imagine Dragon situation.
Or Malone Brown.
Malone Brown. Yeah, so.
No, you know the hippo.
You could see it. In person.
She's in Thailand.
You could see it in person. Like, I feel like
I want to run into her, like candidly.
Oh, like, just like, oh, just like on the street, like I did with Julian.
Yeah.
Like Mudang is holding her coffee, walking down the street.
Do you think she feels like oily or like slippery or like, what do you think she feels like?
Cause I have to see her.
I haven't seen her. Are you fucking stupid? What's wrong with you? Haven't seen Mudang?
I saw so many animals that are a little closer to me.
No, are you actually kidding? You haven't seen Mudang?
Mm-mm. You know what? Wait, what was the one baby hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo or
that
something?
That was, oh fuck, oh my god,
Penelope,
I love her.
Maybe P, it started with a P, I feel. See, I don't feel like you should just be naming animals willy-nilly. Cool. Oh, you know what, I did. Oh, yeah, she's just so wet. Cute. She's not slimy.
No, yeah, she's like always like in that state. Look at her.
Yes, I have seen that picture.
Yeah, isn't she so cute?
Yeah, she is really cute.
She doesn't have any teeth, so she just like copies her mom, like like chewing.
Are you happy that it's like almost October?
Yeah.
You really are?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm like going through all the stages of like,
yeah, what's going on?
Like my stomach cramping.
Oh my god, it's only been an hour and 2 minutes. How? It feels like it's been 2 hours.
I know. I'm extremely excited for October. I love life right now. I really love this season.
Wonderful. Good for you.
Thanks. No, I love this time of year. It's like really great. It's also really nice to not be seeing white all the time because it's so fucking hot out. But there is bad news because it is September. My mom tells me this last night as I'm laying in bed. You know what's going on right now? I have to drive back 2 hours today to get back home. And I have to drive an hour.
What, like
in
a hurricane?
Few days. No, my license is expired.
Oh my god. No, I've done that though. They'll be okay. You'll be okay.
I got
my license suspended.
Babe. You got your license suspended.
Yeah. Yeah, which was stupid. It wasn't like I was like, you know, pulled over or anything.
Registered.
It's because my Jeep, I never drove it. Because it was broken down, but it wasn't registered, and they were like, you still have the license plates. So they suspended my fucking license. I had to pay a $200 fine. And my brother, he's like a fucking lawyer. He's like, oh yeah, like I'll help you get out of it. He did not even enter the building with me. Like he just dropped me off.
Aww.
And then I paid the fine and I left and I got my license unsuspended.
I'm a little bit worried. I've never gotten pulled over in my life. But I am a little bit worried because, like, what if I go away in handcuffs? Oh, my God.
I think you can just explain to them.
No, but then I would have, like, content, like, for the podcast.
Oh, my God, you didn't.
Like, Orange is the New Black style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, we could do it through those glass, the glass
thing
with,
like,
the telephone. Of course.
Maybe they'll send me up to, like.
Wait, what prison do you think you would go to?
I think they might send me up to the one that they send, like the mayor of my old town.
Which one's that?
The one that Litchfield is based off of from Orange is the New Black.
Oh,
it's
I feel
like
that might be a little too far for me, but I hope you have fun there. You know what, though? If you haven't been arrested for stealing from Lush, like...
I didn't steal from Lush. I committed mail fraud.
Do you get nervous that you accidentally stole something from a store sometimes?
Why, you want my OCD to get worse?
No, because that happens
to
me.
But yes, I do.
Yeah, where I'm like, oh my god, like, did I put something in my bag by accident?
Mine is more so, I worry all the time, like, if I hit a bump, that I ran someone over, and then I didn't know.
Oh.
And so, like, I get to my destination, I'm like, I killed 4 people.
I have like, massive car anxiety, because I've never driven a car that was, like, super, which is why I'm really happy to, like, live here, so that I don't have to drive. I've never driven, like, a car that was, like, reliable, and so I've been on the side of the road, or, like, at a gas station, stuck there for hours and stuff, like... Many times. I had to walk home from the grocery store one time because my car broke down in the parking lot. Yeah. So you're excited for October?
Well, I'm.
Do you have a Halloween costume plan?
I'm excited to get my license renewed. What if they don't want to give it to me? That's so stressful. Why do I have to...
What if
to,
they don't want to give it to you? What if I literally just had to mail them $25 and they sent me mine.
No, I have to go to a gynecologist. I'm going to have to go to the DMV.
Oh, they have to make sure you're a woman?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
They have to make sure you have a vagina?
Yeah, you're fucked up.
Sorry.
I have to go to the gynecologist on Monday morning and then immediately go to the DMV after. Like, isn't that so sad? Also, you know what happened at the gynecologist last time?
Yes.
You do remember?
Mm-hmm.
What?
They said... What's that TikTok sound? It's like, can you open up your shell? My shell? But of course.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's really good. It's really funny. It's like, I don't know. It's just a funny sound.
Last time I went to the gynecologist, like the nurse's assistant who was there in the beginning, and she's like peering into my vagina and stuff because she's like learning. She's like, I think she's in school, she's cave diving she's in school maybe to become a physician's assistant, but she was just there in like the beginning, but she had to like stuff.
They said that they really love my colleague,
and I know her from high school.
Oh,
I was like on a homecoming team with her, and like we like did like competitions and stuff.
Wow.
And now she knows what the inside of my vagina looks
and
like.
And now you have to go to the gynecologist just to get your license?
Yeah.
Really?
She might have to give it to me.
Wait, so...
They have to take it out of my cervix.
Do you know about the Nutty Putty, like, disaster?
Nutty
Putty Cave?
Nutty Putty?
Nutty.
Oh, is that the one where Nutty the guy broke putty? His arm?
I don't know if he broke his arm, but he got stuck, like, upside down,
yeah,
and they couldn't get him out,
yeah,
or whatever. Yeah, like, I think that's really why vaginas scare me so much.
Why, you're scared that you'll get stuck in there like that?
Stuck in there like that, and then they won't be able to get me out, and they'll have to cement. They literally poured cement over him.
They did?
To block off that section of the cave. Yes, because they couldn't get his body out. And you know what? He said bye to his family via telephone with all the blood like rushing through his head.
I feel like they could have gotten him out. I don't know. If I was there, I could have gotten him out. That's all I'm saying.
Guys, tell us in the comments below, like, do you want us to do a podcast at A cemetery, B an abandoned building, or C somewhere else scary?
Or D at the
Kensington
Nutty Putty Cave.
Nutty Putty.
That's a stupid place to die. I would be
that
so embarrassed
sucks for you to say, but yes, I agree.
I would be so embarrassed if I died at a place called Nutty Putty. Like, oh, like,
no. Imagine they're like calling the wife, and they're like, we have terrible news. Your husband's in the Nutty Putty Cave, and she's like turning through the kids, and she's like, guys, dad's in the Nutty Putty Cave. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that
must
be bad.
It's not funny that he died.
Poor guy.
It's very sad. However, what a stupid place to die.
You know what, though? I see a lot of people like online. Listen, I'm like a thrill seeker. Like, I love to do anything that like gives me an adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. Don't like do you? You
yeah,
like
I feel
that.
The rush addicted to your. Touch,
I feel
yeah,
the
whatever.
Rush. You know, addicted to your. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I just said.
Oh wow.
That. Yeah, what the fuck?
Well,
I know you don't listen to women, but
well,
damn.
I see comments all the time that are like, the best part about cave diving is that you don't have to do it. And people say that about rock climbing all the time, and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna go cave diving, but like rock climbing, I'm like, you guys, if you want to like sit at home all the time, like everybody makes risky decisions every day of their life, like going out and getting wasted and not knowing how you're going to get home, and like getting lost on the streets and falling asleep on the corner, and like, you know, making out with some random guy and like having sex and then like waking up with herpes. Like, that's all a risk that people take. That's risks that I've taken. And basically, like, I just feel like, you know, sometimes in life you have to take risks to have a little fun.
You want to go to Nutty Putty?
Yes. Oh yeah, basically end of story. Yeah, like, let's go. Like, I just feel like it might be fine. No, I think I'm excited for October. We're coming up on a year of this podcast.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Well, I don't know when was like the first what day did we post the first one? I feel like it was like October 26th or something.
Something like that.
Let me see. Do you want me to
look?
We
didn't get to do a Halloween episode.
We didn't. That's true.
Yeah, but after you look this up, I'm gonna have to go run to the Nutty Putty. I have to go to the Nutty Putty real bad.
It's okay. You know what? Tell us in the comments, when was the first one that we did? I can't like pull it up fast enough. I have to scroll really far. Also, yeah, I'm rooting for a Grey Matter this year in Dragula. That's all I'm gonna say.
My Nutty Putty is cramping. Really bad.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Because you have to pee-pee?
I have to poop.
Okay. Thanks for watching.
Polish word of the day.
We'll do how my grandma says. So the Polish word for Empire State Building.
Oh, what is it?
Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
Love it. Thank you.
And Brighton
Bushka.
Beach.
Bushka?
Babcha.
Babcha.
Papa.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Ciao. I don't know.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Later. Papa.